as soon as I'm done talking here.
Love Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Star Psychics Blog Talk Radio. That's stars with a Z because we're special. I'm Stars Cast and I will be your host for tonight, taking your calls and setting up the reading queue for the second half of our program. This evening we will have another great topic, so please relax and enjoy. After our topic discussion, we will be ready to take your one question mini reading live on the air or in the chat room. For now, on with the show. Okay, I have here with me tonight, of course, this is Stars Cast, also known as Natalie. I have Stars Maya, I have Stars Morningstar, Stars Caitlin Claire, and Stars Intuitive Coach. They're going to be talking on universal changes, kind of like a continuation of last week. I thought it went very well. As a matter of fact, we went over the 30 minutes that usually we set aside for it, but that's okay. We don't worry about that. So, Stars Maya, I'm going to let you start everything off, if you will.
Sure. And we're all of us stars are just absolutely shining tonight. So even through the radio, I hope you can feel our shining energy. And I'm so glad to be here with everyone. I know all of us really enjoyed the conversation and the information, and we hope that the listeners found it useful. So we were going to proceed a little further. We all discussed and gave some input on some of the universal changes and, you know, what was going on, and we each kind of gave our take on it. So now I thought we would take it a step further, and we can each give a little bit of advice and insight, like when it comes to finances or relationships, whichever we're comfortable with. We're going to do the round robin as we did before and just let clients and listeners know, you know, what they can do to go with the flow or to help manifest this outcome that we all sort of agreed, you know, there would be some challenges we felt, but the outcome is definitely absolutely positive. So we'll go in the same order. So we'll start with Stars Morningstar. So hello and good evening, Stars Morningstar. And what can you share with our listeners about what maybe, what's your take, what maybe they can do to go with the flow instead of going against it and, of course, creating then, you know, chaos or more difficulty or challenge?
Well, you know, I kind of seem to find and hear a lot more of the awakening of the angelic encounters. And with these awakenings of and there is awakenings and of the communication with these angels, they're mostly messengers that carry information for us. And I believe that if we just contact our own guardian angels in times of stress or moments of despair, that we can become very encountered with them and get questions. That's something that is becoming more involved, and I see a lot more of it. So I believe that that will help.
Oh, okay. And just to clarify, so you're suggesting due to this transition, this universal energy, that even people that aren't really connected yet, that maybe they keep their mind and their spiritual energy open for interactions or for, you know, something paranormal, not paranormal like ghosts and spirits, but to keep themselves open for experiences, emotional, mental, whatever, dreaming even, to keep themselves open so that they can receive this help and guidance that will help with the transition and open up spiritually, right? And I understand.
Absolutely. It's an enlightenment, yes, and it works, you know, and there's more and more people trying this, and, it, you know, in this universal law, it's more exposed. And so it's just as simple through prayer or meditation that you can achieve this. And you just have to be silent and give yourself the time to feel or express this, for them to allow you to feel or express this movement.
Okay, great. That was wonderful. Thank you so much, Stars Morningstar. And so keeping it the same round robin, we're going to move on to stars Caitlin Clare. And what can you share with us today?
Hi, Maya and ladies, and hello to my family that's listening. I appreciate your support. I did some charts. I did some world charts, and then since we have the harvest moon coming up tomorrow, I did some charts on that as well. And we have the moon in Pisces, and the big lesson here is to really come from a place of compassion again. And our emotions are really going to prevail over our rational thinking because we're searching for solitude. And we really need to keep in mind other people's emotions too. We can't get so wrapped up in our own stuff that we forget to be kind to other people. Right now is a really good time to kind of take a rest, not worry about work so much, and to indulge in things like music and art and any sort of activity that promotes inner peace. We also have the moon opposing the sun, and we need to bring a harmony to our emotional nature and our logical will. They're kind of going at it right now in a tug of war. It's very important not to overtax our bodies. And at this point in time, we could be really super oversensitive regarding our lovers, our creative projects, and especially the parents. We're also super psychically sensitive during this time. So be aware of that as well. It's a great time for meditation, but as always, please try and keep compassion and other people's feelings at the forefront, and we should be able to get through any kind of difficulties.
Okay. I loved what you said about compassion. That's so important that you had mentioned that before. And now just so our listeners may be clear, but I always like to be really clear. So I'll start with Caitlin Clare. Is Saint Forte astrology?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. I just absolutely am so fascinated, and I love and I really respect the astrologers. It's something that I don't do. So I really love that we're able to add that. So let's go ahead then and move on to Star Intuitive Coach and what would you like to add to the conversation?
Hello, everyone. Thank you for having me again. One thing that I just want to touch on is, you know, there's a lot of people who follow or some people who don't know about the law of attraction, and I really do believe in it. You know, like attracts like, whether it's positive or negative. If you're throwing out, you know, negative vibes or negative feelings, you're just going to continue to have that in your life. If you have positive vibes and throw out positive energy out there, that's what you're going to get. One way of trying to brush off the negative is, you know, jotting down all the things that you are grateful for. You know, even if your finances are not doing well and you're not doing well, you know, with your personal relationships, there has to be something that is going right in your life. And you can easily jot that down and write down all the things that you are grateful for and concentrate on that. You know, concentrate on all the things that bring you joy, and that in turn will start to, you know, help you have a positive light. You know, it's hard when you can't pay a bill or, you know, you feel like, you know, you're about to get evicted. But how can you change that? It's thinking, well, you know, how would I want my life to be now? How would I want my finances to be now? How would I want my relationships to be? How would I want my health to be? And when you start thinking about all those things, you start to change your mind and start to, you know, feel happy, feel like you have it already, feel like you have the perfect job, you know, feel like you have a good relationship, feel like you have good health, you know, and that in turn will start to project out to the universe, and the universe is only going to reciprocate what you are projecting. So if you continue to project negative feelings, the universe is going to say, well, I'm going to project that back to you. If you put positive out there, that's what you're going to get in return. It's a learning process. It's, you know, being disciplined, because everyone is human. Everyone has those days. I have it myself where you just want to pull your hair out. It's normal. It's just part of life. It's just knowing how to snap out of that and say, okay, you know, no, I'm not going to have this feeling, or no, I'm not going to, you know, think this way. You know, this is how I want this to be, and this is how it should be for my life. And, you know, keep projecting that out there and keep practicing. And in time, you'll learn, you know, the triggers and know when your mind is going to go to places you shouldn't be, and then you can easily snap right back into, you know, projecting that positiveness. So, you know, have a gratitude notebook or, a journal and write down, you know, all the people that are in your life and what have they done for you and that you're grateful for them, you know, what is what you have now, and just concentrate and meditate on that and meditate on the good parts and good aspects of your life instead of the negative. And you'll see that little by little, your life will change for the good.
Okay, okay. That certainly gives our listeners a lot to think about and a lot to work on. And so I'm going to go ahead and add in what I would like to add. I just kind of passed it around and to go last here. And one of the things that I'm feeling with this universal energy and changes is that for most of us, we have to be a little bit more going with the flow and let go of these strong time frames and timelines that we're, you know, as humans, of course, you know, everything is run by the clock. And what I'm finding in working in my own personal life and working with my clients is that if we can relax a little bit and keep that hope and the faith and the manifesting going, but try to relax a little bit about time frames. I find that people that are selling their homes or selling their apartments, that if they concentrate more on just the selling part and bringing faith in there, and that, you know, going with the flow, I always get a visual of a river and, you know, floating down the river, you know, going downstream as opposed to trying to fight it upstream. So I feel like if people can let go just a little bit of being so time conscious, you know, obviously we have to be on time for work, so I'm not trying to sound ridiculous like, you know, well, I'm just going to go with the flow and nothing matters. I'm not suggesting we take that energy, but that if we allow our energy to be, you know, a little bit like what you said, intuitive coach, if we allow it to be a little bit softer and we allow the universe to take over just a little bit, which I feel a lot of people, you know, we have, you know, a lot of different emotions from people during this time. And what I've experienced a lot with clients is fear. And that fear comes from they have some sense or some feeling of loss of control. And in my opinion being based on my abilities, not my personal opinion, I feel that that is true to an extent. There are many things right now that are beyond our control, and that's why it's universal. It's not just picking, you know, well, it's picking Joe Black or John Smith. So I suggest that we loosen up a little bit, we concentrate on the outcome, and we try to set aside these really stiff and strict expectations. And I feel we can apply that to all areas of our life, including relationships. You know, try not to, you know, be desperate about a time frame. You know, for example, someone's wanting to get married, they're wanting to get engaged, they're wanting to move to the next level. Those are good expectations, but we may need to set aside the time. So that's kind of what, you know, I would like to share. And I feel if we can do that, then we become, again, for me, the visual that really works and that I share with my clients is, you know, using the visual of the stream. If we float with the stream as much as we possibly can, we're going to have a smoother, more enjoyable ride. If we start to panic and fight this because we start to say, you know, well, the house, you know, it should have sold by now, or this relationship should have happened, or that promotion should have come by now. If we start engaging in that energy and get caught up in that, then I do feel that we're fighting the universal changes, and so I do feel we're trying to go upstream, and we're not salmon. I admire those salmon that fly upstream stream for their mating season. I think that's a fabulous phenomenon that happens. So that's kind of my input. So let's go back now to Stars Morning Star. And what else would you, because I what I think is so great about this kind of panel discussion, if you will, is that I know myself, you know, I hear each of you talking and it reminds me of something that I might need to do in my life or in helping my clients. So I hope we're all kind of getting a little bit from each other. I know that I really am, and I'm really enjoying the way we're working this discussion. I hope that all of you ladies are enjoying it as well.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. This is a very enjoyable and educative and informative in order to, for all of us to help each other, our clients, and those listening themselves, which is very important.
And so go. So that is that Stars Morning Star?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so go ahead. And is there something else? Because I know we've got some time left. Anything else that came to mind as we were all talking that you would also like to add, or any tips? And I just want to say briefly, too, any client, any listener out there, please feel free. This is one of the best times I can think of to get a good reading to really help you to take advantage of these shifts and to work with them. So, you know, if you have some confusion or some questions, yes, of course you can call in, but definitely come and visit us. We have so many experts. You don't have to just visit the experts that are on this panel and running, you know, doing the show. We have hundreds of wonderful experts to choose from. So sorry, I didn't mean to get off track there, Stars Morning Star. So back over to you, and what would you like to?
No, I agree with you, you know, and I agree with everyone. There's planetary movements that are is bringing in enlightenment, as well as, you know, those time limits. If you can, drop them, unless you have a very important thing that they consist of, to be at the doctor's or so forth or so on at 3 o'clock or whatever. But, you know, with this new movement and things, there's also a new vortex, and which helps each individual take the responsibility of finding the true self of who we are within. And this is a good time to do that. You know, don't throw away those time limits. Take the time to lavish and find out who you are inside. Find out that you can be happy, that you do have angels and guardians that are near you, and people here on Stars Psychics that can help you find or evaluate a situation that you're in. It's a wonderful time of enlightenment. I kind of got a frog in my throat, y'all. So I'll let the next person take over from here.
Okay, so I think that's Stars Caitlin Clare, who's next up to share more with us. So go ahead, Stars Caitlin Clare.
Okay, I really loved what you had to say about letting go, because it's very interesting that Pluto is going to be going direct on the 20th of this month, and that traditionally means death and rebirth. And the big question that Pluto gives to us is, what do we need to let go of that's no longer working so we can experience something new and fresh? And Pluto brings energy to everything it touches. So it's going to touch upon every aspect of our life. Where do we need to grow spiritually? And in order for us to grow spiritually, in order for us to feel better emotionally, we need to let go of this baggage. We cannot move forward while desperately clinging to old ideas that no longer work.
Great.
I also find it interesting that we have Saturn making a trine to Chiron, and Chiron is the wounded healer. And this indicates a breaking down of boundaries and questioning our own limits and overcoming our fears, which is always a beautiful thing. And this is working into the grand trine with the moon, with Jupiter in Cancer, and then we have Venus in Virgo. So women are really going to be empowered during this time, and it's certainly a very psychic time for people who want to give readings, who want to get readings. It's a great time for all that sort of spiritual work.
Great. Wow. I'm trying to write it down, because so Pluto goes direct on the 21st, and then so we have a lot from an astrology point of view. There's a lot of transitions and shifts that are affecting us, and you just shared with us how we can work with that, how we can, you know, I mean, it's all about harmony and, as was mentioned, compassion and just, you know, being happy, basically. I mean, that's the bottom line, is feeling happy and at peace.
We need to remember to be compassionate with ourselves during this time.
True.
We can't be all that compassionate to others unless we're being kind to ourselves, too.
Okay.
This is true.
Very true. Okay, and what about Stars Intuitive Coach? What would you like to add after we've all kind of given our little take on
this? Well, Stars, Caitlin Clare kind of almost took all the words out of my mouth. It was amazing. I still, you know, signed on and said, wow, that was the thought, almost all the thoughts I had, you know, with, you know, starting new, you know, leaving the past in the past, having compassion for yourself and for others, learning to forgive yourself and forgive others. You know, sometimes it's hard to forget things that people may have done. It's okay, but, you know, forgive them. And, you know, just learn how you can start over and don't keep relishing on things in the past, things that didn't work out for you. Learn how you can take what happened, learn from it, and move on and start fresh. You know, start anew and take this opportunity of the changes that are happening, you know, outside, you know, to change within yourself and see how you can move forward in this last part of the year.
Okay. Sounds good. Sounds very informative, and that definitely resonates. So I guess what I would like to add is I also would like to mention that I feel this is a really good time for people to do things like, I know some of us mentioned meditation, some of us are, you know, doing chanting, you know, all religions. I feel like if we become a little bit closer to our spiritual or religion, prayer, and also because I believe that the spirit, mind, and body are very connected, and the healthier we can become in each of those capacities, the better as a whole we are, and so, the you know, we're better equipped to handle what comes along and achieve harmony and balance. So I also suggest things like if you fast, if you do cleansings, I'm talking about more of our physical body right now. It's a really good time to do things like, you know, cleansings for the physical body. Also things like acupuncture, holistic remedies, anything like that that helps bring our physical body. So, you know, I feel that we have to travel when we're moving forward and we're transitioning, that if we can travel all those three parts, and then actually we have our cognitive, our thinking, our mind together too. But if we can bring all three of those kind of on the journey with us and we bring everything up at the same speed, then I feel we can even reach our potential even better and faster, and we're all together. So I would suggest, like, dieting, and not so much dieting in the sense of losing weight, but being more cautious about what we eat, trying to eat a little bit healthier, being more aware of bad habits that are physically not the best for us. Those are also, I feel this is such a great, I feel that this universal energy, and I think it was Stars Morning Star that mentioned about the angelic realm, and how the angels and guides, and we, I know we all have different probably terminology, but it's the same thing. They're so close to us, I feel closer than what I felt in many, many years. So they're definitely there to help us. And so any type of cleansings or being more healthy physically, exercise, some of us are limited, of course, some of us can't, you know, do what another person can. But every little bit counts, And so it's also a good time, if you're experiencing any kind of health issues, get them checked out. Deal with them head on. This is not a time to drag your feet or to block yourself or to, you know, not follow those signs. And that goes back to a lot of us are going to feel and intuitive feelings, or you know, just let's take the average person, and they keep saying, "Gosh, I just for some reason I feel like I need to do this. For some reason I feel like I need to do that." That goes back to what a lot of the ladies and the stars experts said about, you know, being in tune to that intuition, to those, to that angelic realm. So I think it's just a really awesome time to develop some better habits and be very conscious of our physical body, because that to me is a circle. So how do you all feel about that? Do you agree that this is a good time? And even for change, I wanted to ask that. So we'll start again. We'll go to Stars Morningstar. Do you feel, Stars Morningstar, that this is currently a good time to make big changes and big decisions, or do you feel that this is a time more for reflection and to consider options for a later time? What's your take on that?
I believe it's a good time for change. I believe that, you know, and it's also a good time to look at what you want as in the future as an outcome. I think that's appropriate for this time.
Okay, so you kind of, what do you feel about physical changes or being more in harmony with our physical body? Do you get any feelings on that, or do you feel that's not really quite as important as opening up spiritually and emotionally?
That our physique, when we become more enlightened, we have a lot of it. We begin to notice physical changes, and so that comes along with that form of enlightenment. But to make a change, you first have to know which direction or what change you want to make. So yes, it is important to take the time for yourself. As you grow or progress within this, then the physical changes will too as well move forward. There is a lot, like last week we spoke about condoms and vehicles and all this stuff that's just just moving forward in an astronomical pace. This is it, the time to take care of yourself, yes.
Okay, great. And now what about you, Stars, Caitlin Clare?
I'm seeing this time as a time of great reflection and a time of healing of families. We've got a lot of activity in our fifth house, and we have a lot of activity in our eighth house of health, especially emotional health, and it's so very important, and I'm going to stress again, please be gentle with yourself physically and emotionally, but do, you know, take those gut feelings you have, maybe I should really go see the doctor about this. This has been bothering me. Trust your gut. Go see that doctor, because you're probably onto something. Health-wise, worldwide, we're seeing huge changes of people going back to more natural medicines. We're seeing people saying, I don't want Frankenfood. We're seeing people building greener houses. We're seeing permaculture. We're seeing respect and compassion for the earth. We're seeing more people growing their own food. These are all great things. We're turning more in to our intuition and going to our mother, the earth, instead of reaching out to big pharmaceutical companies. We're finding huge advances in medicine and finding cures through things like bee venom and natural plants that grow wild. So definitely, if you're going to take care of your health, I would definitely look towards a more holistic approach and definitely take this time to reflect and know that, you know, the healing of families is definitely an energy that is coming up very, very soon.
Okay, so the healing of families, and yes, I agree with you that we're being brought back to being closer to Mother Nature, and that includes what we consume, what we drink. And I think we all know how much processing is done, and so, while some of these industrial, you know, leaps have you know, brought jobs, and they've had some, definitely some good. Also, that they're, you know, that's not a replacement for Mother Nature and for the holistic. So I just wanted to question you on something. So would you say, if a client were contemplating a large decision, would you advise the client to go with that and make a huge change, or would you advise a client to take, like you said, you know, take good care of yourself, be good to yourself? Would you advise someone to think carefully and reflect carefully before making any major life changes?
Yes, I would definitely advise any client to carefully reflect, take the time either in prayer, meditation, chanting, all three, whatever, you know, works for you. Please reflect carefully first before making any huge major life decision.
Okay.
You've got
okay.
Mars that's going to be coming into the first house, and we can make some rash decisions that could come back to bite us. So we really need to take this lunar energy in Pisces and be reflective.
Okay, okay. Great, great. Yeah, I definitely understand that, and I tend to agree with that, unless it's a change that has been something that a person has needed and wanted to make for a long time, and they're just actually putting the intention into action, I would be apt to encourage them. But if they all of a sudden have decided they're going to switch this or switch that, I think my you know, little motto would be proceed with caution on something like that. So now, what about, we're getting down to running out of time. I mean, we can go over, it's not a big deal, but let's go back to Stars Intuitive Coach, and was there, what would you have on that?
Well, I think it just depends on the person. I think it's a time for both reflection and change. It just depends on the person and where they are in their lives at the moment. Some people need to reflect, while others are ready for major changes. So I think it just all depends on the person. One of the things that I did want to touch on that you had mentioned about cleansing, I think now is a great time for that, you know. When it's a full moon or it's a new moon, that's a good time to go outside and clean yourself and just take off whatever it is that you want to, you know, get rid of, shake it off, and try to, you know, start anew. And you can easily do that by just standing out there and staring at the moon and using sage, whether it's a smudge stick or if it's just sage in your house, and just light it up like if it was incense and let the smoke go all over you. And just, you know, talk to the moon and let everything go out. Let all your desires and all your, you know, your anxiety, just leave it all outside and just clean yourself and shake it off and just, you know, start something new.
Okay, okay. And now, how many of you other three stars, how many of you are astrologers? I know that Stars Caitlin Clare is definitely. What about Stars Morningstar and Intuitive Coach? Are both of you, are you astrologers as well?
No, I'm
no.
not.
So
oh, I'm
that
all
was
alone? I'm kidding.
Yeah, you're all alone. No, that's
well,
good, though. We have one, and that's awesome.
Right. A bit of a bookworm.
And I wanted, so as we're wrapping this up then, I just wanted to ask you, since you are our only astrologer on the panel tonight, Stars Caitlin Clare, you mentioned we have a harvest moon tomorrow, and is there anything that you can share with us that would be significant to the topic or significant to things that we might want to partake for this? I guess what I'm asking is, from your point of view, what is the significance of the harvest moon, and what can we do, as you know, all of us listeners and those of us chatting as well, what, if anything, can we do to take advantage of this harvest moon?
Well, traditionally the harvest moon was the moon that the farmers used to harvest the crops. So it's really a time to revel in the abundance that we have created for ourselves. And since we have the moon in Pisces again, this moon especially points to topics of compassion and of sacrifice. And we need to relax. We've made our sacrifices. So we need to partake in things that are artistic, things that we enjoy, music. Any activity that promotes your inner peace is a good thing to do right now. And we need to take caution not to let our emotions overrule our rational thinking. We need to search for our solitude and take it. We're also very psychically sensitive. So if you're a psychic or a reader, this is a great time to do readings. And if you want to get a reading, this is a great time to get a reading. But most of all, just enjoy it. You know, the full moon always blesses us, and it's the goddess smiling upon us. And revel in the abundance that you've brought for yourself. Make a nice, healthy meal to share with your family, and just enjoy a little bit of downtime, some reflective time, and it's all good.
Right. I think that makes sense to all of us, and that sounds good, and I think probably most experts are attuned in some way to the moon. I know that I have always had a very, you know, I'm not an astrologer at all, but irregardless of that fact, I've always tried to, you know, do certain things during a full moon. So the harvest moon, thank you for, you know, explaining that a little bit more. And I think that that really... light bulbs went off. If you could see me, you would have saw me jumping up and down. No, I'm exaggerating a little bit, but I did get very very interested, and a few light bulbs went off for me. And I hope with our listeners, because I think that was really profound what you said. That you know, if we think about what you just said, that traditionally the harvest moon was when the farmers used to harvest their crops.
Yes, it's the last harvest of the season, and since we didn't have, you know, street lamps back then, they literally used the moon to harvest the last of their crops and bring them in to store for winter.
And so that is the bounty. If we look at harvest and we kind of take that apart, that's the bounty that those farmers, you know, that started as a seed, and, you know, they grew, they tended that. So, listeners, I think that's definitely notable to write down, and then use that into your life. When the harvest moon comes, what have you done? What have you planted and nurtured? And what can you be grateful for? And what is your bounty? You know, what is your harvest that you can take in? So I think that's a really good note to end, and go ahead and start to take callers. Unless any of you have something you'd like to add, please feel free to jump on in if you'd like to add something before we move on. I'm hearing silence.
I have nothing else to add.
Okay, so are we all? Did we all feel like we said what we needed to say?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, well, it was a pleasure, ladies, and I guess StarsCast will come and take over and start passing out our callers. And I enjoyed, as always, speaking with you all. You're all very knowledgeable, articulate, informative, so I'm truly honored to be able to share this radio time with you. Thank you all.
It's always a pleasure and an honor.
Okay, don't go away, ladies. I am here listening, and I'm loving it, sitting back in my chair, all of this knowledge. I have callers, yes. I think we'll start it off. It's about 20 to 8. We have plenty of time. Maybe if we don't get too many callers, they'll each get a brief little bit of something. I have two ladies right now waiting. The first one's going to be Donna. Stars Maya, I'm going to give Donna to you first, and then we're going to go right down the list. If you ladies are okay with that, I'm going to leave you all on the air so that I don't have to keep going back and forth, because I have four buttons that I have to deal with for everybody, so it makes it a lot easier for me. So, let's get started here, and I'm going to see Donna. Donna, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. I'm sure you've been enjoying the show, and I know you and I have been talking a little bit. I'm going to give you the stars, Maya. Go ahead and ask her your one question, and I've got my other star staff on, and we'll be able to get a little take from them also on your question. So go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I'll be moving shortly, and was wondering what you see as far as my job. Any insight to that, my move and my job?
Okay, now I want to make sure I understood you correctly, Donna.
Uh-huh.
And welcome. You
Thank
said
you.
You're going to be moving?
Yes.
Shortly, and you want to know how that's going to be with your job?
Well, I'll be looking for a new job, so I wanted to see what comes
that's
up first.
Okay, that's what I wanted to be clear on. So you're moving, and so that's taking you from your current job.
I'm not working right now. So.
Okay, so when you move, you are going to be looking for work.
Yeah, I'm looking now.
Okay. So I feel like, let's go back to, don't pin yourself down, and it doesn't. If your energy feels really good, so I don't feel it's for you. So you don't pin yourself down, and a lot of this advice was given during the topic, but I feel that you are going to find employment, and I feel like if you take your time, and as much as you're able financially to, if you take your time and really look at this as something that you want to do and, approach the job searches, of course, most of us work because we do have to support ourselves and our families. I do realize that. But I'm still going to advise you. I do see that you are going to be working, but I feel like there's going to be several opportunities that come up that are going to be tempting. Again, I'm getting a little bit of fear that, there might not be something else, so you might need to take this or this. So what my guys are suggesting is that you approach this almost as if you are the one interviewing for the job as opposed to the job interviewing you. Kind of switch the energy up, go in strong and confident, and make sure that when you accept the position that you're not compromising yourself and you're not making too many compromises. You're not saying, well, and again, I understand with finances that sometimes we have to do things that we don't really like or want. It would be nice if, these universal changes eliminated the need for money, but they haven't done that quite yet. So I totally understand that. But just, you will be successful, and I do feel that if you take your time and you approach this correctly, that you are going to be engaged in a job and in an environment that is very healthy for you, very positive, and will help you to grow as a person. I feel like there's going to be some good challenges for you so that you'll be mentally stimulated as well. So actually, I get a lot of positive, and the only warnings are the only thing my guys are really advising is that you just take your time and don't make, if something comes up and, you say, well, the pay is good and it's a short drive, but, I know I'm going to be miserable and I'm not going to like it or I'm not going to get along with these two people, then just know in your heart that it's okay to say no, because this is a perfect time for following through on our own self and having faith and trust that you and the universe is going to provide what you need. Uh-huh. So I'll let it go. I do wish you the very best. God bless you, Donna.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll go ahead and turn it over to StarsCast.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, Donna, would you like to get a little reading from another take on one of my other stars?
Sure.
Okay. Stars Caitlin. I'm going to skip Morningstar. Morningstar, I've got other ones lined up here, but I'm going to go to Caitlin Claire. Go ahead and give a chat with Donna.
Hi, Donna. How are you?
Hi. I'm good, thank you.
I will be pulling cards from the Celtic Circle deck, which is my absolute favorite tarot deck right now. I have lots of them. But the first card that's coming up is the Chariot. So, yes, this move is definitely going to happen.
Uh-huh.
And next we have another major card, which is the High Priest. So you're pretty much going to have your ability to pick and choose.
Yeah.
You're going to have several opportunities, and it's really going to challenge your intellect. I think that's really the kind of job that you're looking for. You've got the Ace of Swords here above you that says, I want something that really challenges my mind because that's what I like to do. And this job you are going to take, indicated by the Three of Cups here, is resolution. So this job that you're going to trust your gut to take is really going to put to rest a lot of bad feelings about past jobs that you've had and weren't happy.
Mm-hmm.
That's all going to be gone. That's dead. And that's being supported here by the Four of Swords, that these, you know, past employments that made you so unhappy, that is definitely a thing of the past. What's coming up for you, and relatively soon after you move, you're going to feel so grounded. You've got the Five of Wands here saying, yes, this is definitely the right decision. But definitely to enforce what Stars Maya said is you need to be the one to direct the interview. We've got the High Priest here, and he's in charge. So you need to be the one in charge, and not too pushy. But, you know, make sure that when you're in your interviews, you ask the questions that you want to ask and don't feel intimidated. Because only good is going to come from the opportunities that are going to arise.
Well, that's good.
And there's a bonus, too. Nine of Discs, gain. So we're looking at some financial gain and some more money, which is always a good thing. So you've got nothing to worry about.
Oh, cool. Thanks. Appreciate
you're welcome.
Okay,
Donna, I'm good. I've got some other callers here, so please go to starpsychics.com. And I told you about getting your five free minutes. Please go and do that, and you can take advantage and maybe get something more in-depth with one of my wonderful readers that I have. I think I have 148 or something like that, and I've got a big bunch in here tonight. So you have a great evening, okay?
Oh, cool. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you. Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, ladies, I'm going to connect, let's see, Morningstar, Stars Morningstar, and I'm going to connect you with Sharon. So let's see what's going on here. Okay, Sharon, you've got Stars Morningstar on the air. Go ahead and ask her your question.
Hi there. I'm trying to recover a blow that I took. I thought that a company I used to work for was going to take me back. It looked very promising, and they told me to try applying in December, 1st December. So I'm going to try, I'm going to, you know, put that on the calendar and definitely do that. Do you see, and I'm working, you know, I'm putting everything out there in different ways, different companies. Do you see anything coming in before then and deals, you know, December, does that look good and them taking me back at that time?
Okay, let me, so you're wanting to see if you're going to have something before December, but you also want to know how it looks in December. Okay, so let me look at what's going to happen in December first, and then we'll go ahead and look. It looks like they are going to take you back in December, okay? So with the Eight of Fire, it's showing that there may be a lot of things going on at that time. Of course, in December there is. However, it looks like something that you've been waiting for is going to happen. So with that being the question, then yes, I see that there's a good possibility that you will be taken back in December. Okay. As far as something coming up in the near future, I kind of feel like you have your heart felt in that. And December is only a couple months away. So I'm feeling that you really should at this time. I'm not telling you not to look for work because anything is better than nothing, but I also feel that you should take this time to spend with family and kind of get in balance with yourself, you know, become centered and feel secure with who you are. I feel that that would also help you prosper in December. But find the magic in the little things, you know, that kind of thing. I do feel that there is a temporary job coming in for you, but you're not going to necessarily like it. That's the thing. So
I'd rather you take this time with your family or yourself.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Sharon, I'm going to give you now over to Stars Intuitive Coach so that everybody gets a chance, and I have one more caller. We do have time, not to worry. So Stars Intuitive Coach, I've got Sharon here on the air. Go ahead, Sharon, and ask her your question.
Hi. I feel that you can have other opportunities arise if you're open to it. I do also feel that this past job will take you back, but I feel that you can have another opportunity come before then that may be better if you're open to other possible opportunities that come up. If, you know, if you're out there looking and things can, you know, you may have a temporary job, but then I also see that there's something else that's there waiting if you're open to taking something else. And because I also feel like you have your heart set on this, on going back to where you worked, because I feel like it's what you know. But if you're open to other opportunities, you may be able to snag a new one that would be better for you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, Sharon, thank you very much for calling. Go to starpsychics.com. Like I've been telling everybody, get your 5 free minutes. Just click on the little button and create your account and do a little survey. It's like 6 questions or something on the beauty of the site and the staff and all of that. Simple. And you get a $10 value of 5 minutes to try anybody on the site. And I thank you for coming. And I hope you enjoyed it. And now you can continue listening because we've got other callers here, at least one more, and I'm going to take her right now. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Okay, Regina, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Hello, okay. Well, I've got four of my gals here, and I'm going to go back to Stars Maya. I kind of like to do a nice mix of it, give everybody a chance. Stars Maya, I've got Regina on the air, and go ahead, Regina, ask her your question.
Hello, Stars Maya, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you, Regina. How are you this evening?
I'm good. My question is, right now I'm not really working many hours, so I took a leap of faith in doing makeup school, and I just finished last week, and I want to know if there are any opportunities going to happen for my contractor position or makeup appointment.
I'm having a little bit of a hard time hearing you. We've had some problems with the blog talk. So
okay.
I'm sorry to have to ask you to repeat it. So I heard the part you said you took a leap of faith. And
yes.
Did you say you opened up your own business?
No, I was saying I took a leap of faith to go into makeup school. And I just finished last week. So
makeup.
I just want to know, yes, makeup school. Mm-hmm.
Oh, right. That, Regina, that's
yes.
Going to be wonderful. Yes. I want to remind you that the timing, it may take a little bit longer with the influences around us than what I would feel normally. But you have, your hands are special, and you have this artistic flair, and I feel like... you need a lot of support. Your energy, part of your energy is up and excited, but I feel like there's either family members or friends that are kind of bringing you down a little bit, telling you you're silly or you're foolish or this is the wrong time to make a change, and they're the ones that are wrong, and you're going to prove it to them. So you needed to get, you have a way with people, for one thing, and... Now, are you going to be showing people, like, applying makeup? Because that's what I'm seeing.
Well, I mean, eventually I would like to teach, like, do private lessons or have, like, a little class and just teach makeup once I feel more comfortable and have more experience in it.
Okay, because I definitely feel that you need to incorporate, as you move along, some hands-on. There's just something... I just feel that you have some gifts and they come through your hands, so you can really help people not just by teaching them orally or verbally, but hands-on. And you also are really good at seeing someone and knowing exactly how to use makeup, and even if you went into, I mean, you have a lot of creative abilities, and you've stifled them, but they're starting to come to the surface, and they're nagging at you. And this goes back to our guides, our angels, that are helping us to reach our potential and to get that intrinsic satisfaction. But yes, this is going to be successful for you. You know, I feel like it's going to be the end of the year, the beginning of next year, before things really take off for you. But you don't have to worry about the outcome. It's very positive, and I get a lot of expansion. So once you get grounded with all this and you find some stability, you're really going to start to branch out, and you're going to start to understand, I feel like, a little bit more about what I'm talking about. It's like with you, you can see a person walking down the street, and automatically, I don't even know if you can let me know if you're aware of this, but you can see a person, and automatically you can say, oh, yeah, wearing her hair, her makeup, her clothes, everything fits, or you can think, oh, girl, if you just give me 10 minutes with you, could I really make something? So you have this flair, this artistic way of being able to see someone and just know what looks good on them. And actually, your abilities go even beyond makeup, hair, fashion. I mean, you really are coming into, I'm getting a 10-year phase or cycle, and I don't do astrology, so this is not an astrological view. But my guides are telling me that you're coming into 10 years of creative juices really flowing, and it's going to be very financially very, very lucrative. A slow start, perhaps, but once things start, I get expansion, and I see you moving in different directions. It's all kind of around the same, you know, the same type of work, but it's just expanding and expanding your knowledge. And I'm also being shown higher education and a little bit of travel. So I feel like, if not the end of this year, next year, you're going to be taking some additional classes or training courses. And I feel like you do some travel to do that, which you really enjoy. So, wow, you have a lot of great things coming up. And anyone that's not being supportive, pretty much you need to tell them, if you can't be supportive and, you know, support me with this dream, this is something I need to do, then don't even talk to me about it. Don't even let anyone put any negative, because I do feel that there's some negative influences. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I do, because they are not seeing the artistic side and how far I can go, because everything you're saying is true. I can do it with clothes. I know what looks good on people, what colors look right on people. Makeup, I said, don't look. I'm telling you, I do it all.
I know, girl. I just don't say it out loud. You do. You are. I'm so proud and so honored to get to talk to you. And it's always an honor when I meet another spiritual being, person that has the guts and the courage to follow their dream. And that's what you're doing. And you are right. You've got. It's like it's for you. It's magic. It's just. It clicks, and you're going to be successful. So don't stress about it. Don't worry. If things don't happen as quickly as what you had hoped, just hang in there, because I can pretty much guarantee you that it is going to happen for you. So I'm just really so happy, and I feel so pleased to have gotten to speak with you.
Thank you so much. I mean, it took me a long time to get here. So I'm so glad.
But you're here now, and boy, are you going to fly. And you're going to fly high, Regina. So God bless you, and thank you so much for your question this evening.
Oh, Thank you so much.
Okay,
thank
Regina,
you.
Regina, don't go away. I'm going to ask Stars, Caitlin, Claire to just throw
okay.
in something quick.
Okay.
Actually, all of you can do it if you like. It doesn't matter. We can go over. So go ahead, Caitlin, Claire. What do you get for Regina on her?
Okay,
her
well, I am looking at the chart right now. What is your astrological birth sign?
Capricorn.
Okay. This is a good thing. You're definitely going to want to go back and take some more classes in time because you really enjoyed the classes that you took.
Oh, yes, I did. I really
and
did.
There's
I
even
really
the potential to teach eventually.
Yes.
You will be teaching this.
Yes.
We've
Ooh.
Got the South Node in Taurus in the ninth house of higher education, and it's just about sitting on your 10th house cusp of career. We've also got your ruling planet, which is Saturn, sitting in Scorpio, which is a fiery, passionate sign, and you're going to communicate this. You're going to get the word out, and you're going to get a lot of business. And those friends and family that may be boo-hooing you right now, they're going to be singing a different tune, because this is definitely going to take off.
Woo-hoo, Regina,
oh
you go, girl.
Yeah, and they're going to be behind you
100%.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they are finally, oh, my God.
Yes,
but this is such a rebirth for you. I've pulled some cards here, and all this past restriction with the Five of Discs and this disappointment with the Four of Cups, you're coming through a period of recovery right now. You have had to claw your way through this.
Oh, yes.
And we've got rebirth here, which is a major card. The sun is shining down upon you, and now we have the Wheel of Fortune. So
Hi.
It's all good, and the star, which is hope.
I'm on
so
the radio
all that
right now.
Suffering, all that suffering is over with, and you just move
oh
ahead
God.
And enjoy.
I'm singing music to my ear because I'm
oh, no.
so yep.
no, no, I'm not going to bother. I'm going to get it all pulled up.
Oh, my
Thank
goodness.
Oh. No, it's okay. Thank
I'm
you.
In.
And then you can come do my makeup.
Oh, I will, because I want to travel. I really do. I want to travel. I mean, yeah, well, I know this can take me far, so, and beyond makeup, like Star Maya said, because I love fashion, too, so this can really just take over.
It's all wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
This is a beautiful reading for you.
Oh,
it's very exciting.
So,
I kind of want to jump
oh,
up and down
is,
and go, yay!
It is. I love, oh, this is, ooh, because I am, actually, am taking another class next month.
Take the class. It's only going to make you better.
Mhm. I am taking another class, so I definitely want to speak with them, and I definitely want to keep on getting a lot of training from my teacher, because she is simply the best, and I want to learn from the best and take it to another level.
Yeah, well, it's all good. No worries.
Okay, thank you, Regina. I want to take a moment here before I forget. I see all my gals sitting in the chat room here. I've got Stars, Psychic Priestess Candy, and Stars Judy Noah was sitting here. Stars Joshua was in for a little bit, and he logged out. And all of you ladies, you know, it's just been wonderful. I can't tell you how happy I am to have all of you to be here at one time. And it is a panel, Stars Maya. It's exactly what it is. It's a great panel. And those who are listening or who are going to listen, don't forget to go to the site, starpsychics.com. Go to the homepage there, and on the left you'll see the button where you can earn 5 free minutes, which is a $10 value. Most sites give you like 2 or 3 minutes free. I'm kind of asking you just to fill out a survey, tell us how you like the site. It's just a few little questions. It's not this big, long kind of thing. And you get your 5 free minutes, and I know you're going to find one of my wonderful readers to get a reading from because they're really all awesome, as you have heard. Ladies, I want to do this all again next week, of course, and we're going to have a brand new topic. I've got some stuff coming through, and please email me and let me know if there's anything that you would like to discuss in the next few weeks. Remember, we're going to be having, I don't know when Halloween is, but we're going to be having all of that good kind of stuff coming up. Oh, it's on a Thursday, so we're going to miss, but we're going to have it the day before, so that's okay. Lots of good things. We'll have holiday stuff. It's an exciting time for Stars because a lot of good things are happening. And everybody have a great evening. And I thank each and every one of you, Stars Maya, Stars Morning Star, Stars Caitlin Claire, and Stars Intuitive Coach for coming. And thank you, everybody, for listening. And we're going to do this again. So have everybody have a great evening. And, I smell my dinner in the oven. I think I'll go have it. Thanks, ladies. Bye-bye. Love you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye.